This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. California has a budget again. Maybe. Yesterday afternoon, Democrats in the state Senate and Assembly passed a package of 16 separate measures that in combination will take an $18 billion bite out of the budget deficit, if the actions stand. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger indicated before the votes that he would not sign the measures. But Santa Rosa Assemblywoman Noreen Evans, chair of the Assembly Budget Committee, says that may just have been his attempt to get more of what he wanted into the final package.
He did tell us during the negotiations that he would require an economic stimulus package as part of any budget deal. We gave him a lot of what he asked for in terms of streamlining the California Environmental Quality Act for certain transportation projects, releasing bond funds for hospital improvement projects, and things like that. We didn't give him everything he asked for, so the question is, will he sign it, given the fact that we didn't give him 100% of what he wanted, but only about 75%?
Given the absence of alternatives and the governor's own dire warnings about the cost of inaction, Evans hopes he'll reconsider and sign.
The governor was unable to deliver a single vote for his proposal. The Republicans put a proposal out that they didn't want to even put into legislation. This is the only proposal that has passed the legislature. He would be foolish not to sign it.
As to what's actually in that budget package, Evans says it's about half new revenues and half widespread spending cuts.
Education gets cut by $2.5 billion. Higher education gets cut. Transportation actually does pretty well in the package, but CalWORKs gets cut. SSI, SSP gets cut. Regional centers, which administer services for the disabled, gets cut. Local law enforcement gets cut. Just about everything.
On the revenue side of the ledger,
the new revenue sources include an increase of 0.75 cents in the sales tax, and also a 39-cent per gallon excise tax or fee on gasoline. That will replace the current sales tax, and it actually means that many consumers might pay less at the pump because it's based on the number of gallons you buy rather than the number of dollars that you spend. So people driving more fuel-efficient cars will actually pay less.
All this was done on a series of votes that followed the deep partisan divides that have effectively gridlocked budgetary actions over the past year. By sidestepping the adoption of any new taxes, which require a two-thirds vote of the legislature, and instead enacting new user fees, which can be approved on a majority vote, the Republican minority was completely bypassed. Evans says that approach was unorthodox, but legal.
The Legislative Council has analyzed the law very thoroughly, and she has issued a written legal opinion that says a majority vote was sufficient to pass this tax package because it's revenue neutral. And it's revenue neutral because we reduce taxes and fees that ordinarily would go to special funds, and we raised taxes and shifted funds into the general fund to balance the deficit.
Republican legislators and anti-tax groups aren't buying it. And even before the votes were taken, they had vowed to file suit to block or overturn the budget measures. For now, though, the legislature has adjourned for the year. Evans is fully aware, though, that the rest of the deficit and the political fallout from these votes will be there waiting for them when the lawmakers return to Sacramento in January. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.